Yeah, it's been good. Being able to get the pins out kind of, open things up for me to kind of do what I needed to get, get through the week and then get into, this next week to prepare me to come back. So, being able to throw the baseball again, catch the baseball again, my workouts changed a little bit just so I can grip a little bit more and things like that. And then getting back in the cage, got the pins out, got back in the cage that day. So it felt good to, get back in there and swing a bat and, like I said, get it kind of going again.
You're even more optimistic now about coming back before the end of the month and with the progress you've made?
No, I mean, like I said before, I don't like putting timelines on anything because I don't know how I'm going to react. I don't know how my body's going to react or how, my thumb's going to react. So we're still on the same timeline of, September-ish and, come back when I'm ready and able to come back.
Bryce Harper speaking to the media earlier.
Don't get pushy, Clark.
Yeah.
I heard the tone in his voice.
Yep.
I heard that tone in Bryce's voice. Yeah, don't get pushy there, Clarky.
Yeah.
Bryce about to be like, you're wearing Skechers again.
Oh. Well, it's nice to hear that he got the pins out one right to the cage, right?
So that, no, you know that.
Yeah. He's like,
I got to get in the cage. Yeah, he wants to get back out there ASAP. And sure, he has to feel good that the guys have sort of held it together while he's
hell
been out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to feel good about
that.
Yeah,
and the team's actually, when he gets back, is so much better positioned to win between the bullpen, the starting lineup.
Oh, yeah.
He added a starting pitcher. He's got to feel great coming back.
Oh, yeah.
You hope that he's able to hit the ground running, and I know it's like you can't expect him to jump right in the lineup and look like the Bryce before he got hurt.
No.
But you're hoping by middle of September or so that it's like, man, Bryce is back looking great and everything else. Because, I mean, this is setting up to where this is going to be a great final month of the season. Mm-hmm. And this team's ready to win some ball games and to make the playoffs. I mean, it's right there for him. It's right in front of him, Mike.
Yep.
Let's do it. All right, so Bryce Harper back. We have the lineup tonight. Syndergaard makes the start. Jack, are they favorite in the big favorites in the game tonight? Would you bet the Phillies?
I would say they got to be at least what
-200. Yeah, you would think so.
Run line?
No, you just do the money.
The run line is 9.
No, run line's -2.5.
The spread over under run line.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Well, you got to wait till tomorrow to deposit anyway.
I can't talk betting. The run line, -1.5 on the run line is -125. So it gets you better value than the -230 that they are favored by.
Y'all don't know what any of that means. I just took the Phillies tonight.
Yeah.
Good
just,
job.
Worry about that.
That's all I did.
They're going to win.
Yes.
Noah Syndergaard makes his first
I did
start.
Take the over in total runs, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to add a little juice to my same game parlay, man. I can't just juice straight up bets.
Well, you're hot on the parlays.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I'm back in on another golfer this weekend.
That's awesome. All right, let's give you our Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309 online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. If you're getting engaged, that's the place to go. And the defense continues to shine at training camp for the Eagles, like Grace. But does that make you happy or does that make you nervous about the offense? That's what we asked you. Excited or nervous? And most people saying excited right now about the defense.
Yeah.
62%.
Is that going up or down?
I don't know, actually. I forget what the last one. Might have went down a little bit.
All right.
Because yesterday, Jack put out something similar yesterday. Unless he might have. Or did you lead? No, it's you actually think that. So, what do you believe is more true? So, I'll ask you this: like, what do you believe is more true? The defense is actually really good, or the offense is a concern? And again,
I would say the defense is really good.
Okay, most people agree with that as well.
Yeah,
Jack, what did you say to that? Is the defense just really good, and that's part of the reason? Or
I think the defense is obviously better, but it just this has to concern people, and I just don't know how it doesn't concern people. Like, listen. It's a scenario where the offense is supposed to thrive. They're not really tackling. They're not doing any of this. And, like, again, we're talking about this the second year in the offense. It's supposed
slow
to be
start.
This takeoff. It worries me that they're not doing it. Like, Bradbury and Slay, I think, are very good. But other than that, like, hey, you got some good players in the interior.
Yeah, so what? We got good players on offense, too.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It scares me. It really does. And I hope we're not I hope we don't have to lower our expectations for this team because the offense isn't where the defense is.
Well, I mean, that could be a possibility if that's what it comes to. You see, I think you got a couple of different phases that we'll go through before we get to being outraged or panicked or upset at the team. First and foremost, the fans want to see them win. So if they're winning, we'll be able to justify any style of play as long as it
– Yeah, look at last year.
Yeah, as long as it results in W's, people will be okay with it. Where I'll differ at as far as last year goes, I don't think people – This team starts off 2-5. Nobody's sitting around.
Well, as long as they're winning, like last year, we thought we could run our way to
right,
winning playoff
right,
games.
Late,
and people
yep.
were okay with that.
Yep. But to Jack's point, we had to almost settle for that afterwards.
Sure.
I think the Eagles, as a staff, will know if this team is where they want it to be from a – passing standpoint. And when the season starts, we'll get the true indication of how they feel based on what the game plan looks like. If they come out with a similar game plan as last year, to me that says, we're not ready to throw the ball yet. At least not have it lead our offense as what's driving the offense. We may need to stick to the running game.
Well, I mean, and last year it seemed like they came out trying they wanted to throw the ball. This year you could ease into it.
Yes.
As opposed to, cause I believe that's what's going to happen more than anything.
And I don't think they would sacrifice. See, they may have sacrificed wins early last year.
They did.
To try to develop that passing game. I don't think they would do that this
no.
year.
No, I agree.
The season has high expectations. They can't afford to get off to a 2-5, 2-4 start.
No. I think the most likely scenario is that not that they're running the ball as much or like Jordan Howard's not out there running the football, but
you're saying you feel like we're going to notice that it's a run first offense still.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that will give us a lot to talk about.
Yes, it will. but get the wins and then really like we'll deal with the rest after that.
Yeah. We'll have the best of both worlds, winning ugly.
Winning. You're happy for the win and being mad at the win.
Four straight seasons of winning ugly.
Yeah, and how fun has that been?
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's not,
Jack,
it's not fun at all.
We had it wasn't even a win. It was a what did we call it?
Oh, you're talking about the moral victory.
The moral yeah, we had a moral victory that felt better than a victory.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's when they almost beat what the Ravens.
Steelers game on the Ravens. Yeah. Yeah, Steelers on the Ravens.
Well, yeah, because we're coming off the freaking Cowboys game here.
Yes.
Which was just
and then
dreadful.
They beat the Giants, but that was the worst win ever. And Carson was terrible, and then he shut it down after that.
Yeah.
All right, a couple phone calls here, and there's room for you. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Juan in Philly. What's up, Juan?
Hey, what's up, Johnny? What's up, Ike?
What's going on,
What's
bro?
Up, Juan?
Hey, man. This practice is starting to concern me, man.
What's starting to concern
you? I agree with Jack. Well, everything what Jack said, I agree with. You know, the training camp is more for the offense to, like, get in their groove rather than the defense to get in the groove.
Right.
So
yeah.
And we're still hearing the same. Like, I hope Jalen Hurts does what Brandon Graham did to a lot of Eagles fans. He made us put our foot in our mouth because he struggled when he was a rookie and everything, and then we gave him a chance and he got better. So I hope Jalen Hurts does that to me, like put my foot in my mouth. But we're hearing the same problems that he had last year, and that's what's really concerning me.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to say you shouldn't be a little concerned. I wouldn't be overly concerned right now, Juan. Until they start preseason games, and more importantly for this first team, the first teamers, the joint practices. I'll be interested in hearing what these joint practices are like because they'll be going up against sometimes the other team starters.
Right.
So if we're hearing that this offense looks good against that Cleveland Browns defense, that's supposed to be good. They got Denzel Ward out there. They got Miles Garrett out there. They got what's the defensive end to hit Carson? He came back. Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, that Joker, the linebacker from Notre Dame.
Who was that?
Oh, he's like the in the Rookie of the Year conversation last year on defense.
I can't remember.
It's like J-O-K. Never mind.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry, Jack. The Cleveland Browns, they weren't on my radar a whole lot last year.
Well, they won't have a certain quarterback, I don't think, practicing.
It doesn't seem like.
Right. Oh, they got Jacoby Brissett. Oh, no, but he will be practicing.
Well, they came.
He can practice.
They came and took him off the field yesterday.
Oh yeah.
He was practicing when it got announced that the NFL was going to go for it. So I like.
Well, maybe they want to let him know in case he get bombarded at the end.
No, you're right. Like that. Yeah. Like he is able to practice because obviously this needs to be worked out, and you know they're.
Well, I mean, even if they suspended him for 12 games, like you're not suspended from training camp.
Correct.
Yeah, but he also probably wouldn't practice with the ones that week.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to do ones. I'm just saying he could still practice.
He can still practice.
He's
still practice.
The Eagles second
players that are suspended still can practice and play in preseason games all the way up to the start of the regular season.
Yes. Actually, he may go up against the Eagles' first-team defense if they decide to put their second offense up against the Eagles' ones.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if he's running with the Jacoby Brissett as the first-team quarterback, he will go against the Eagles' number two defense.
Right.
I don't know how joint practices normally.
We got to ask Elliot tomorrow at 3. Yeah. He's the expert.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks from now, though.
Yes.
Because we got the Jets next week.
So when's the practice against Cleveland?
The joint practice the next week.
So it's the following week.
Yeah, the following week after the matter of fact, I think they play the Jets that Friday, off that Saturday. Wouldn't surprise me if they practice Sunday and then leave Sunday evening.
So do a walkthrough and then leave Sunday evening?
Yes, because you got the joint practices in Cleveland. I believe it's Cleveland. Is Cleveland last or Miami last? I don't have the preseason schedule in front of me. But those are the two road games after the Jets game. And I would imagine you would head down there that Monday or
yes, for sure.
Start practice that Monday.
You get there and then you have the, I guess it's 2 days that they do?
Difference is they play that preseason game on a Sunday.
Yeah, the weird
preseason.
So 1 o'clock
Sunday, so they may wait to go down there like on a Tuesday.
Yeah, so it's the 21st. The Dolphins game's the 27th. The debut is next Friday down at the Link against the Jets. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it's weird to have a Sunday 1 p.m. preseason game. When's the last time they had that?
The Eagles?
Yeah, normally it's Thursday nights, right?
Yeah. Although they do have teams that play on a Sunday afternoon preseason.
There's that Colts game.
Just the Eagles never are part of
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
There's a Colts game in like 2014 that was a preseason game at like 1 o'clock.
So is this like a
– For the Eagles?
Yeah. Is this a network game? Is that why they're playing on the Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's going to be probably a CBS
game. CBS game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would expect that.
Oh, Nance and Romo?
Well, they got to get their preseason practice in, too.
Or Ian Eagle.
No, we don't do it, Ian.
Yeah, could be. That'll give us something to watch on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, it'd be great.
With all these rotating booths, they got to get their chemistry
down. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Andy. Andy at Deptford. Andy, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yo, what's up, Mark?
Andy!
What's good, Ike?
What's up, Andy?
On? Yo, Ike, man, you sounded good on the morning team. You were stealing all Miss Kim's time, though.
She was standing right next to me, too.
Did your thing. That was good. That was very insightful, man. That's what the people wanted to hear.
Oh, what's up, brother? Thank you.
Yo, before I get to the Eagles, I want to ask all three of you guys a question, non-Eagles related. It's sports, but non-Eagles. All right, we got the Sixers and we got the Phillies. Of those two teams, with the core they got in place now and the young guys they got coming up, who do you think has a brighter future?
Well, the Sixers are still in a good place. I know what you're saying with baseball. The thing with baseball, Andy, it is so hard, man. It is so hard to get over that hump and become a perennial playoff team, right? Like, it's one thing to not be a dumpster fire as a team. It's another thing to be a perennial major league playoff team. Whereas the Sixers are going to be in the playoffs as long as Joel Embiid can walk on 2 feet.
But look at the Braves last year, though, Ike. You know what I'm saying?
They
lost some of their key big dogs, and they still won the World Series, and they're still perennial playoff teams year in and year out.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So who would you guys go with if you had to pick one of those two teams? I'm going to go with the Phillies.
I would go with the Sixers.
The Sixers are chasing their tail for 5 years.
Yeah, I would go with the Sixers.
Okay. How about you, Marks?
Slight Sixers.
All right. How about you, Jackie? Baseball?
Oh, come on. It's obviously the Phils. I mean, the Sixers don't have a real championship window.
I'm with you, Fritz. The run line, I think only baseball geeks would know what a run line is. What is that?
Well, it's a point spread.
Yeah,
it's like,
you don't even got to break it down because
it'd be like the point spread in a football game. The run line is what a point spread in the football game is.
Normally, what he's saying when you hear a run line, it's almost like he's saying money line.
Right. I guess.
But it's not the money line.
No.
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 But it gives you better odds.
Yes.
Because
but Andy's right. I wouldn't know that. That's why you said run line, though.
You're the one addicted to the app in there. I
know.
I was talking to a fellow.
But I don't use run line, though.
Yet.
Yeah. Yet, you're right.
That'll be the next thing.
We've come a long way in your journey.
Yeah.
I can't wait till you break it down.
Bank account ain't all that happy, but yes, we've come a long way.
Use promo code Ike.
Yes.
Let's go to Daryl, Downingtown. Daryl, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Daryl?
What's up, Daryl?
Hey, Ike, how are these guys going to get their timing down and get into football shape for getting hit without
doing it?
Practices?
they're going to use the regular season to sort of get in real football shape. I'm imagining these joint practices that everybody seemingly now puts such emphasis on.
Yeah.
They're going to collaborate with the Dolphins coaches and the Browns coaches to come up with some of these drills where they can get some sort of simulation of game speed without the tackling part of it. The tackling part of it, we may as well just forget about that. They just, because the last thing one of these coaches wants is that one of their players to get injured because somebody's trying to tackle them in practice. And quite frankly, that's the last thing a fan wants.
Sure.
Like, as much as we want them to hit, the last thing I want to hear is that Miles Sanders' knee got tore up because somebody dove in there to make a tackle, or A.J. Brown got knee tore up because somebody was trying to tackle him. And he's a physical ball carrier, and he wouldn't just go down. So it's like, I get that aspect of it from the coaches that you don't want the tackling part, but you can still hit each other. Like, we could still give you a forearm shiver and those type of things, yeah.
I just don't know how they're going to be ready for the season to start if they haven't at least spent some time on that.
Well, this is everybody.
Well, that's the thing, is everybody is doing it.
Yep.
Everybody. Wow.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no tackling in the NFL in practice anymore.
Yeah.
You liable to get a player to walk out of camp like, man, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Somebody called my agent. Was this in the CBA?
Different times, man.
Yeah, man.
It is, Daryl.
Yep.
All right,
buddy.
Guys.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, so it seems to me, with what we're talking about here, it seemed to me that most people that cover the team haven't thought the Eagles offense has been great in camp so far. There's certainly, among everybody that we talked to the other day at practice, I heard nobody say, like, in panic mode or being like, man, they look really, really bad. It was more like the tone was, kind of how they looked last year. Jalen kind of looked how he looked last year. Mm-hmm. Nobody said he looked good, but no one was saying he looked terrible. It was just kind of like, he's kind of been like the way he was last year. Had a couple bad days, had a couple bounce back days or whatever. I'm reading from Ruben Frank here. I guess he's still a part of our pregame show, and you hear him right here on 94 WIP, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He says, he writes the truth about Jalen Hurts, and he printed this yesterday. Said there's been so much nonsense written and said about Jalen Hurts since the start of training camp, much of it by people who haven't been to a single practice.
I don't agree with that.
So let me be very clear about this.
There's nobody writing about Jalen Hurts that hasn't been to practice, I don't believe.
Right. So he says written and said.
Well, okay. There are people talking about him. Sure, that hasn't been to practice. Sure.
Sure. Exactly. But what he says is Hurts has had three very good days, one shaky day, one average day. Mm-hmm. The sum total of these first five practices is somewhere around a solid B performance for the 23-year-old quarterback. So there you go. So I haven't heard people giving him an F or anything like that. I think Elliott said a C camp so far.
Mm-hmm.
But like I know that Rube really likes Jalen, so he may be looking at this a little bit differently. But like overall, no one's given him a B is a good grade. A B is a, not an A, but a B is a, he's had a good camp so far.
Are we grading on a curve?
Let me check. Jack? I think the Rube curve.
Yeah, because this is what I mean by that, right? If you had higher expectations of this offense with AJ, with Jalen and everything they've done this offseason, then maybe Your grade on Jalen has been a little harsher because you're not impressed with what you've seen from him. To your point, no one's saying he's out there, you know, throwing interceptions left and right and looks clueless out there.
No.
They're just basically saying he's not been impressive. And going into your third year, second year in the same offense, all the reasons that everyone said he's going to succeed this year, and this primarily being the same offense with an upgrade like A.J. Brown, it's not the end of the world, but through a week of camp, he hasn't been impressive. Like,
that's reality.
That's reality.
Doesn't mean he sucks. Doesn't mean he can't be good when the season starts. Doesn't mean he can't be good next week. Yeah.
Yeah, like we can't lower the bar just because we like the kid, right? It's like, so lowering the bar pretty much says, well, I don't need him to throw for 30 touchdowns. I don't need him to throw for 25 touchdowns. As long as we win, that's all. No, you pretty much lowered the bar because you know that's not something that's realistic from him. And that's fine. But don't try to be critical of others who haven't lowered the bar and are expecting more out of this offense. Like, that's just the way that it is, man. You can't have everybody get excited about A.J. Brown all offseason and then turn around and say, we're going to run the ball 60% of the time.
There were drops today by wide receivers.
Yeah.
It's not all about Jalen Hurts.
No, I'm just.
But he's the quarterback.
Yes, this is nothing new. Like, when interceptions get thrown, does anybody actually take time to go break down? Did the receiver run the right route? Did he do what he was supposed to do? No, you just know the quarterback threw an interception. And that's all you're going to report. You don't know who did what wrong on that play or not. But in practice, you're just reporting what you're seeing. You can't say, well, the only people's comment on the guys, people who haven't been down the scene. Come on, man. Because you know what that's implying? That's implying he's having a great camp and everybody else don't know what they're talking about. And he's not having a great camp.
He's the only guy that says that from
the standpoint of lighting it up in practice. He may not be out there turning the ball over left and right, but it's hard to turn the ball over when you check the ball down a lot.
Yep.
Also, Rube gave him a solid B. That's about what everyone else has said.
Yeah.
Had they?
Well, I mean,
I don't think Jalen's had a bad camp. I just don't think it's been a camp where you walk away from practice saying, wow.
He has not been. You haven't been impressed with.
Yeah,
with
Jalen.
Yeah, I mean that's it. It's kind of been like last year. So here's my question, because there seems like there's probably one or two people here that have irked Rube about their Jalen Hurts.
Somebody has, yes.
So who is it? Because when he says so much nonsense written and said about Jalen Hurts, the written part I will connect to Elliot Shore Parks. I think he's talking about Elliot.
Jack, almost broke a blood vessel.
Would you agree?
But Rube also, I know he has respect for Elliot. So, you know,
Elliot is there every day.
Yeah, that's
true. That's true.
We know that because he's charting every single throw.
That's true.
So he's there every day.
You can't pull that line.
So he says said, so that means someone in the electronic media, either radio.
Well, that feels WIP.
Right.
Well, that's definitely us. That's definitely a shot at us.
So who is he talking about on WIP? Is it somebody on the morning show?
Angelo Castaldi?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Is it somebody middays? Well, I guess it could be.
Could be middays.
Well, the camera's only there for a day. Does that count as being a
person? Yeah, I would say it has to be either you or
it's
the
camera. It's
the camera,
right?
Yes,
see,
you
or the camera. I was thinking me.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's
really?
Me. Yeah, Rube's not very warm to me when I'll say hi to him.
Ooh, boy.
God, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, you may have.
A little bit awkward whenever I see him.
You may have broke the code here.
Might have.
It's either you or the camera, and he's out there in flip-flops with no socks on.
He shouldn't be. Is he allowed back at camp for that or no?
Wait, he's going to go back, but he
anybody
shouldn't be.
Show Bob Lang that picture?
Text it to him.
No, I just reading it in real time, I'm thinking, this Joker's talking about me, huh?
Oh.
Well, I was just at camp. It's not about that. You're wrong.
And you played defensive guard.
Listen, man.
I didn't even think that if he was talking about you.
I thought he was talking about me. Immediately, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. I mean, I could be totally off. 215-592-9494.
No, I think you're on. I think you're on to something
there. It's me or Joe.
It's either you or Joe DeCamera.
Because it's not Julio because he's positive Hurts. So he wouldn't be mad at Joe.
Nope.
If he was against Hurts, he would be furious at Julio.
Yes, yes.
For sure.
Yeah, I think you broke the code there.
Yep,
nice
so
job
I.
by you.
So do I. All right. 215-592-9494. Like, listen, like, I'm being objective with my opinion. Rube is very positive towards Jalen Hurts, and that's fine. That's fine. You believe in him, fine, all right? 215-592-9494.
How we have all types of feuds going on around here, man.
Oh, I'm sure he'll handle this perfectly fine. Mark Simrise. Hey, listen, we have the top 5 of 5 coming up next with Jack. What does he have in store for us today? We also have Phillies tickets for Sunday's game in the envelope, Jack Fritz.
Yeah, buddy.
So that's coming up a little bit later on, about 5:30. Your phone calls as well. Mark Simrise on 94.
Last time we tried in the envelope, it didn't go over well.
I'm producing this segment today. I'm not going to listen to the Jack. Yes. Jack's out. I'm producing.
Donovan Chestbat.
All right, Mark Simrise. Hey, listen, if you're tired of that constant pain in your knees, your hips, your back, whatever it is this time of year, you're out there trying to be active, and you're in pain, right? Like, imagine living pain-free. Well, let me tell you about the team at QC Kinetics. They're helping people here every day, giving them lasting pain relief using the latest advances. The science is simple. They concentrate your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints, restoring and repairing damaged tissue. No drugs, no steroids, no surgery. Listen, you can do the old stuff. I know when I've injured myself, I lived on ibuprofen, and then it didn't get better. Don't do that. Get with the people at QC Kinetics. They can help you. They can get you pain-free. They have clinics here and all over America, so they're the experts in the industry. It's an exciting, new, natural way to deal with joint pain. No side effects, no downtime. Call them today. QC Kinetics. Get a free consultation. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000.